Until next time.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, we have seen something that happens so often with natural disasters that it is commonplace, and it's something that's expected. And if it doesn't happen, there are people in the media that will complain, and the populace will complain. And that is the federal government coming in, and even the state government asking the federal government to come in and provide relief for those who have had a loss. And it doesn't matter whether it's a hurricane or a flood or a drought or a wildfire that is out of control, or tornadoes. The federal government is there to be the savior, and the state governments are asking them to be the savior. But we are continuing our sermon series looking at the Bible to see what the Bible says about what the role the government should play in natural disasters, more specifically in relief of natural disasters. Now, one thing we talked about last week, if you missed last week's sermon, you can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, and our church YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle. You can see those. I also would like to encourage you to go to floridavotesvalues.com, where you can see voter guides for the upcoming general election as well, where you can educate yourself on what the Bible says about issues, and also educate yourself on where the candidates stand on those issues. But just to review what we talked about last week, we looked at the Old Testament, and we looked really at what the Bible has to say about government's role in helping out those who are poor and those who are needy. And when we look at those who have experienced damage through Hurricane Ian, really you can say that many of them are not poor. In fact, if you look at those who experienced loss and you compare their lifestyle prior to Hurricane Ian to the lifestyle of and the class and the level of comfort and the level of belongings and the level of wealth compared to most of the world, you'll actually see that even the poor would be considered rich in many other countries of this world, where people work for just a dollar or two or three or four a day, many times. So we have phenomenal abundance here in this nation. So really, we're not talking about, when we talk about those who have lost from natural disaster, we're really not talking about the poor, but they are needy. And what the Bible has to say, the Bible in the Old Testament does give several provisions for helping the poor. And also the Bible speaks to the poor and needy as well. In Exodus chapter 22, we saw that money would be lent to the poor and without the poor being charged interest. It wouldn't be lent by the government, though. It would be lent by individuals that had means, would be able to lend to those who needed something. Every 7 years, there was a year of release, and the person that had debt, it would be wiped off the books. They wouldn't owe anything anymore. And God actually even specifically states, don't harden your heart toward your brother. If this year of release is coming up, still lend him the money. Because even if you don't get it back, I'm able to bless you. I'm able to make up for, so that you have an abundance of blessing, so that you're not out that money. In other words, God's able to provide more, so that even if you don't get that back, you actually are still still blessed beyond measure, more so than what you were before you lent the money. There was also a provision where people could actually work for food, where they would not glean all of the grapes, where they would not take all of the wheat. They would not. In fact, one of the things that happens in farming today is we'll harvest and then go back and harvest again and go back and harvest again. And it's because some things aren't ready to be harvested. But God actually says, harvest once and leave the rest for the poor. The poor can actually go and work for food. We saw that the wicked actually persecutes the poor, but God is a helper, the helper of the poor and needy. And this, again, many times when you see poor and God being involved, you'll see also the word needy. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Answer your computer questions, your technology questions. You know, it doesn't just have to be about computers today. There's so much in the home and in the business and in the office that is connected now. Computers are connected. Sometimes smart thermostats are connected. Cameras are connected. Doorbells are connected. You may not have these, but maybe you're wondering about it. There are also are other devices that are connected, including, smart plugs. You can even buy light bulbs that can connect to the internet. Of course, smart televisions and Roku devices, Fire Sticks, Apple TV devices, iPhones, Android phones, tablets, iPads, all of these devices can connect, Blu-ray devices, so many things that can connect to the internet today. And we can help you understand it all. And we can also help you learn how to stay safe, make sure that you're not having issues with your system. Now, we're going to go over some cybersecurity and hopefully today show you an example of what can happen if your email account is actually hacked. So we'll be, you'll want to stick around for that. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. So if your questions take us in a different direction, that's perfectly okay. As long as it's related to computers or technology, we can help you. We can answer your questions, and we'll try to help you out there and get your systems, get your questions answered, get your computer problems solved, get your technology problems solved. We're here to help you and to help you resolve these issues. Now, we have talked a little bit about in the last few weeks about making sure that your data is protected and that your computer hard drive, that the data on there is protected in case you have a hard drive failure, in case you have theft, in case you have fire, in case you have sabotage where someone purposely damages your data, in case you are tricked into opening up an attachment that encrypts your data and tries to hold at ransom so that they try to trick you into opening up or to paying them money to get your data back. Well, you know, if you have a backup, you can tell them to hit the road. You know, I would tell them to hit the road anyway, but you can definitely do that with assurance if you have a good backup of your data. You don't want to have to have a situation where you're at a loss for data. Now, what are we talking about when we talk about data? There's so many terms, and a lot of people, I know some of you out there totally get it. You know what data is. You know what all of these terms mean, and it just comes second nature. And sometimes for people that do understand it, we don't understand always when someone doesn't get it, when someone doesn't understand it. But there are a lot of people that don't get it, that don't understand, and we try to explain what the terms mean. So what data is data is pictures. Data is Word documents, Excel documents. It is PDF documents, possibly your tax returns, W-2s or 1099s, something that you've downloaded. Maybe you've purchased a program online and you downloaded that, and you also have a product key that you downloaded, and you may at some point in the future need to reinstall that. Well, that is data. Videos are data. So, you know, sometimes we have people that tell us, well, I don't have any data. And we've learned that it's important to ask, well, do you have any pictures? Because if you get to the end of the repair, when someone has told you they don't need any data, and you didn't save, and we didn't save any data, and then we find out that they actually did have data, that they had pictures, that they had other things that are important to them, that can be a problem. So what we want to do is, again, explain to you what data is. Well, it's important to make a backup and have a backup of your data. And there's a few ways that you can make a backup. We actually had a customer just recently that was saying, well, you know, they lost everything that they had. And we deal with this. In fact, most of the time when people bring in their computer and they have a hard drive failure, in most circumstances, we can actually get the data. Almost all the time, but not all the time. Sometimes the drive is so damaged that we can't get the data off of there. So that's something that is it is important that you make sure that you have a copy of it somewhere else, because hard drives die. And there are sometimes where there's a fire. There's sometimes where you might have theft. Someone might steal your computer. And by the way, if you're back up in your computer in the same location and you have fire, or you have theft, or you have sabotage, there's a good chance. Or you're hit with a crypto locker infection and your external backup, your backup is connected to the computer. Well, there's a good chance that your backup is going to be encrypted, or the files are going to be destroyed. That's one of the first things they go after. They go after the backup so that they can, so that you're more likely to pay them the ransom. And of course, you want to protect against the drive dying itself. So if you are backing up the data yourself, you want to have more than one copy of the data. You want to have more than one backup, and have the copies, have some of the copies off-site. So when we say off-site, what do we mean? Well, it needs to be away from the computer. You know, you could have it in a different part of the house, and maybe in a fire safe or something like that would protect it for a while. But it's even better if you have a copy that's maybe in a safety deposit box, or maybe if you have a relative that you trust, maybe you can keep a copy at their house. Maybe if you have an office in a home, you can, maybe it's the office computer you're backing up, you can keep a copy at your house. And you want to swap those external, those off-site copies out with the on-site copies periodically, because you're wanting to realize, you know, if you're swapping them out every week, you could lose a potentially 2 weeks worth of data. If you have three of them, you could potentially lose 3 weeks worth of data. That would be the worst case scenario. By the way, if you're hit with a ransomware attack, if you're tricked into opening up an attachment that starts encrypting your data, you're going to lose a week's worth of data minimum. You're probably going back to 2 weeks to your backup from 2 weeks ago to see if you can recover that data. Another thing that is important, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in the next segment. Another thing that's important in addition to making the backup is if your drive, if your hard drive, maybe even the backup drive, is encrypted with BitLocker, it's very important to know what the BitLocker key is, or be able to access the BitLocker key through a Microsoft account if it's tied to a Microsoft account. And we'll talk a little bit about that, because that's really important to be able to help resolve problems. And thankfully, at a Faster PC, we have a solution that can help you keep track of your BitLocker key. We can help you with all that. So, but you can back up the data yourself. Of course, backing up the data yourself is dependent on one factor. It's dependent on you. And one of the things that we have found is that sometimes people aren't reliable. You're not reliable. I'm not reliable. You know what? When I'm backing up my own data, sometimes I don't do it. In fact, I'm more likely to do something else, or to work on someone else's data, to protect someone else's data, than to protect my own data. And quite often we have been in situations where we need a backup, and we find that the person that's responsible for backing up hasn't been diligent about doing so. Maybe there's no backup at all.
Save you up to 9.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Back, we are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems. This is what we do here at A Faster PC, and it's what we do on A Faster PC Live Technical Support. Again, your questions can be on a different topic than what we've been talking about. You don't have to stay on topic. But we have content that we're going to talk about when we don't have questions. So what we have been talking about is backing up, making sure that you have a good backup. And I want to go over some of the ways that we can back up
your data. So again, you can back up. You can back up just by inserting a thumb drive into your a USB port, and provided that the thumb drive is large enough to back up your data, you could just copy your data onto that thumb drive. And let me just switch over. We've shown how to do this in the past, but I'll just switch over to actually show how to do this again, just so you can see. I'm going to hold down the Windows key and press E for Explorer. So the Windows key is the key that looks like a four-pane window. And in some cases, depending on when your computer was made, it may be a Windows. It may be look like a flag. So with a four-pane window in it. So that's what the Windows 7 logo was. But what we're going to do is we're going to get to a Windows Explorer. By the way, you can get there also by clicking the Start button, going up to the Documents folder, or just clicking on the File folder on your taskbar. What we're going to do is we're going to click on this PC. On the left-hand side, there's a list of shortcuts, and unless you've changed the default view, this PC will show up there. And then we'll click on the C drive, and double-click on the C drive in the main setting there. What we're going to do is we're going to click on this Restore button. So this restores the window to a smaller window. It's in the upper left-hand or upper right-hand corner between the Minimize button and the Close button. And if the window were restored down, it would be a Maximize button. But since it's maximized, we're going to click on it. It's going to make it smaller. So this is actually making, we want this window to be, maybe half the size or less than half the size. And then what we want to do is do that again. We want to hold down the Windows key and press E for Explorer. And we want to get another Windows Explorer window to the side. We're going to also click on this PC here. And what we're going to do is click on the drive that is your thumb drive or your external hard drive. And so we're going to open that up. And then we're going to go to a backup, maybe create a backup folder if you don't already have one. You can do that by clicking on New Folder. Or if you maximize this, you can just right-click on a blank spot, go down to New and over to Folder. By the way, if you have Windows 11, you may not see some of the pop-up, some of those features that come on pop-up may not show up. You may have to go to Show More before you can see New to create a new folder. I already have a backup folder, so I don't have to create a new one. And what we're going to do here is on the right side, and again, it doesn't matter which is on which, but in my case, I have my backup drive on the right, and I have my primary drive on the left. So I'm going to double-click on Users on the left. So I'm in the C drive, and I'm double-clicking on Users. That will open up the Users folder, and then I have my user profile. I can double-click there, and I'm going to have various folders like Documents, Downloads, Desktop, Favorites, Music, Pictures is going to be here, Videos is going to be here. So what I can do is I can actually click on that, right-click with my mouse, and hold down the right button, drag over to the right side, which is the external hard drive, and I'm going to let go, and then it's going to ask me whether I want to copy it, move it, create a shortcut. I have TerraCopy installed, so I have some extra options there. I also have 7-Zip, so I have some extra options that you might not have. But in this case, we're going to want to copy it. So we're just going to choose Copy here, and that's going to copy the documents. And I can do this for each of these folders that are over here. Now, there's some other data that may be important to you. You may have some data stored in the App Data folder. You may have some data stored in the Public folder also. And under Users, there's a Public User. And some programs will actually store data in the Public Documents. And I actually do have some backups here for Checksoft. I actually print my own checks, and that actually stores data here. Sometimes Quicken or QuickBooks will store data there in the Public folder as well. So that's one way that you can manually back it up. Again, it's dependent on you doing this. We can also, one of the things that we've done for many customers is we've created a backup script. So it's a script that actually uses some programs that actually runs utilities to go ahead and copy the data from the location where the data is located over to an external hard drive. And this can make it easier because you don't have to open up windows and resize the windows and know where the data is located. You just have to, we know where the data is located, and we have to create the script based on where you tell us the data is located, and we'll try to see if we can find any data any place else as well. And if we can find data elsewhere, then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and copy that data over or include that in the script so it copies over. And then we're going to test the script, make sure that works. So that's dependent on you to, again, plug in the backup drive. And then you want to actually execute the backup script. Again, it's dependent on you doing something. And if you're rotating copies offsite, you want to make sure that you have a plan to do that and that you're actually following through with that plan. Another thing that you want to look at here is another solution, another option is you can go with cloud backup through Microsoft OneDrive or through other programs that are out there. OneDrive is Microsoft is pretty big. It's included. We're implementing OneDrive with some of our clients. We've done this with residential clients as well as business clients. If your data takes up less than 5 gigabytes, then you can actually use the OneDrive, the free version of OneDrive. And Microsoft gives everyone 5 gigabytes of data. You can pay a little bit more and get some extra, or if you subscribe to Microsoft 365, you get 1 terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes. Now, how do you know how much data you have in these folders? Well, first you want to, again, determine where it is that your data is and what you need to download. So what we're going to do is we're going to hold down the Windows key and again, press E for Explorer. It's going to launch the Windows Explorer. Again, you can just click on the file folder. It looks like a manila file folder in a file folder stand on your taskbar, or you can click the start button and you can go up to documents. Those are 3 ways that you can get to a blank window here. So what you're going to do is, again, you're going to want to navigate. Go to this PC on the left, double click on the C drive, and then double click on the users folder. So the users folder will be where your user profile is. And by default, unless you've changed the location of your storage data, by default, your documents, your desktop, all of that's going to be here. So we're going to just click on contacts, and I'm going to hold down the control key so that I can select multiple items here. I'm going to click on desktop, documents, downloads, favorites, which really is probably not used anymore, so it's probably not needed. But then I'm going to click on pictures, and I'm going to click on video, and I'm going to right-click and go down to properties and left-click. And this will show me I'm using up, actually, most of my data is not in these locations, but I'm using up 467 megabytes there. So I could definitely qualify if I wanted to use the Microsoft's free OneDrive. I could do that. I actually have a paid OneDrive, and I do use that for my audio and video files and a lot of other types of files like that. So if we wanted to, first of all, you need to be signed into OneDrive, and you'll look for in the lower right to see whether you're signed in or not. In the lower right, look for a picture of a cloud. If you're not signed in, it'll be gray, and you can click on that, and it'll say have a link to sign in, and you can sign in to OneDrive. If you are signed in, you'll see a blue symbol. And right now my cloud backup is paused because I want to maintain or preserve bandwidth for streaming here. And so I paused my backup, but it'll start later. Now, what you can do is you can actually take certain files. Once you get signed in and you have to have a Microsoft account, you just go to account.microsoft.com and you can actually create a Microsoft account if you don't have one. Now, your Microsoft account doesn't need to be with a Microsoft email address. It can be, and Microsoft will prompt you to create one. If you do that, it's very important that you remember the username and the password, or write it down or record it. We've shown in the past how to record usernames and passwords into a password-protected spreadsheet. So you want to have that password protected, and you want to also add an alternative email address. But you can use your own email address, like if you have a Gmail address or an AT&T address, or you have a Comcast address that you use. Well, you can include that. You can use that as your Microsoft email address. And you also, if you have a cell phone, a number where you can get text is also very helpful to add that as well, in case you forget your password or you lose your documentation on what the password is, so that you can receive a text code to help you get back into the account. And if you change that cell phone number that's linked to an account, you need to really be thinking and recording, go to all of your accounts, log in, check your contact information, make sure that you're updating that. We'll talk about that later on a later show. But what you can do, once you're logged into OneDrive, you can actually go to these folders inside of the user profile. You can right-click on a folder, like I just right-clicked on desktop, go down to properties and left-click. And then what you can do is you can go to location. Now, the default location will be /users/your user profile/desktop/documents, if it's the documents folder, so on and so forth. Now, I can click on move, and I can select my OneDrive folder, and then I could create, by clicking on new, I could create a documents folder or a desktop folder inside of that. Click on that folder and then click select the folder. It would then give me an opportunity to move the data and to create a link so that anything that goes to the desktop in the future will automatically be rerouted to the OneDrive folder. And you would do that for all of your files, all of your folders there, and they would then be backed up in OneDrive. Now, if you're using more than 5 gigabytes, well, you're going to need to go with a paid version. If you're using Microsoft Solution, you'll need to go with a paid version of OneDrive. You can, for like $2 a month, you can go up to, I think, maybe 100 or 200 gigabytes. For, again, if you are a home user or a family user, you can pay money for Microsoft 365. You can subscribe to that, and then you'll get additional backup storage. If you're a business user, Microsoft has various business plans as well that give you 1 terabyte per user. And that's something that we can help with. We do help our customers with. We're getting several customers set up with that and getting them set up where they automatically have that backup. You're going to also, in addition to having the backup, you're going to have 30 days of version. So if you had encryption or you made a mistake or something happened, you can actually go back and retrieve that for 30 days. You can
You're listening to a Faster
version.
PC radio heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com
And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems as well. And so, thankfully, you know, when you have issues, when you have problems, well, we can help you. And you wanna actually give a call if you. If you have issues and you want to reach a Faster PC, our number is 772-878-5978. Now, one thing that I did want to just share with you, again, we have been talking about
We have been talking about, we have a caller here. So we're going to switch over. And if we don't get through talking about what we've been talking about, well, that's fine, because our callers are number one with us here. So what we're going to do here, we're going to go right to the lines. We have Alice on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Alice. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have a problem getting into my email. I use Yahoo email. And the message that I get most of the time is, we couldn't load this message, retry.
Okay, so are you getting past the login stage on this?
Sometimes, no. Sometimes I have to try like 3 or 4 or 5 times to try to get in. It doesn't remember my password, or it told me it doesn't, connection failure. So it's like really frustrating.
Yeah, what we have seen sometimes with some email is that Microsoft or the various email providers, first of all, sometimes your password is changed and maybe you didn't record when it changed and the saved password wasn't updated, if you save the password in the browser. So that happens sometimes. We're also seeing where hackers are trying to log into accounts. And when a hacker tries to log into accounts, sometimes to protect your account from being hacked, the email provider will actually lock the account so that even if you know the password, you can't log in. And we've seen this with AT&T customers. And I know that AT&T uses Yahoo for their email. And what we've seen is that, let's say the hacker tries to log in 3 times or 4 times and they don't get in. Well, AT&T will lock the account down. I'm not sure if it's AT&T doing it or Yahoo doing it, but they'll lock the account down so that actually when you go to log in, you get a message that because a password has been tried, the wrong password has been tried too many times, that you can't actually log in. The account's locked. And to call the AT&T number for support. Well, you call the number. There's a lot of people out there that don't have AT&T service anymore. And I'm not sure whether Yahoo is doing the same thing. It could be, especially since Yahoo is hosting the AT&T email. But that's one issue. And one of the things, you may need to do if you can't get logged in. Well, first of all, if you can get logged in, then sometimes there's settings in there that where you can actually go in and make some changes. Sometimes they'll change the way they do things. In fact, let me see if I can log in to a Yahoo account. I have a Yahoo account, and if I can get this logged in while we're on the phone, I'll actually do a demonstration. A little bit about how you can check certain things in Yahoo, because I have an account that I don't use very often, but I can use it for the purpose. In fact, if anyone ever sends me an email here, I never will receive it because I don't check it. But it's actually the email address ends in Rocket Mail, but it's a Yahoo email address. And I was able to, I guess they suggested that I use Rocket Mail when I did this. So what we're going to do is we're going to just go to the website and click on to actually sign in. I'm going to do the sign in ahead of time So one thing that I'm doing here, it is asking me if I want to save the password. Now, I never save passwords when I'm actually using logging in. And the reason I don't is because I can get to that password as a computer technician. And I do this for our customers that forget their passwords. I do that as a service. And I'm, when people come to a Faster PC, we're honest, we're not going to steal your information. If we access your password, we're going to use that to help you get into your accounts. But there are evil people out there that aren't honest, that use that can, you know, if you let them into your system, or if they get into your system somehow because you clicked on a link that let them in, then they're going to have, you know, a field day. They're going to have your safe password. So I don't do this. So it actually asked me if I wanted to save it. One thing you want to check when you log in periodically, it's asking me here. See, it says you've enabled two-step verification. And I have. Please choose one of the methods below to verify that you it's really you. Now, one of the things I can get an email at an email address. I can approve the login on my iPhone, or I can receive a text. So this is one thing. If you have two-step authentication, it does help protect you from a hacker getting your information. So I'm actually going to go here and enter the code. It's very important, as we mentioned earlier, if you have a cell phone or an email address linked to the account, that you make sure that you're updating that if that information changed. If you no longer have access to that cell phone, if you no longer have access to the email address, you want to go in and change that, update that on your account. Now, one of the things that we can do here from the Yahoo page, I'm now logged in. You see my name and my profile picture there. There's things that are different notifications here. By the way, I could click on my name and I could change certain things like my linked email and my linked phone and that type of thing. I could change my password. I can also click on mail and I should be able to view mail. And I haven't been in here in a few years, I think. So you see there's actually just this morning it shows that there's an unexpected sign-in attempt. Well, that was me. If you ever get a message like that and it's not you, well, that in that case you need to to go in and change your password and just make sure that your system is secure. Sometimes there is, if you click on settings over here in the upper right hand corner, there's settings and there's a little picture that looks like a gear. So if we click on settings, sometimes there's different settings in here that can actually change the way the email works. And there's actually more settings. So we'll click on more settings. Sometimes there's certain things like, there's like a new way of viewing email. And sometimes that doesn't always work for everyone. So you may need to switch back, go through the settings and see if you switch back to the old way of doing accessing the email. So that's one thing to look for. Another thing to try would be to load an in private session. So you can do that, and it's called different. It's called incognito in Chrome. It's called in private in Firefox. I think Edge, the new Edge, actually calls it private window as well. So we see here new private window. If I click on the three lines to the right underneath the X, that brings up a menu, and I can choose new private window from that menu. This is actually loading a version of the browser that doesn't have any plugins. Sometimes a plugin will interfere with an email address or viewing the email or viewing a website. And sometimes you can have a plugin, you might have cookies that are causing problems. So what this does is it actually just totally eliminates that. And you see, even though I'm signed in with Firefox and I'm still using Firefox, in the private browsing window, I'm not signed in. So I would have to go through the process of signing in. And this is just one step to look at to see whether if it works here, but it doesn't work in the other, your regular browser, well, there might be a plugin that's interfering or there might be some cookies that are interfering. One of the ways, by the way, you can clear your cookies for a site is you want to click on the little lock. I went back to the regular Firefox window where I'm already logged in. and I can click on this lock, and I can click on, and I can go down to clear cookies and site data. And this is handy because it only clears the cookies and site data for that, for this particular site. And then I could close it out, reopen that page up, and I would have to re-log in and maybe, you know, do two-step authentication again, but it would clear out any of the settings that were there so that, you know, if there's a setting or a cookie that's causing a problem, that would be resolved. So those are some troubleshooting steps that you can go through. Of course, also, if you're not able to get logged in, they do have, let me see if I can just log out here, and I'm going to sign out. We'll go back to Yahoo and go back to the sign-in page. We go back to the sign-in page, and it has my account, but I could just click on use another account, and let's say, I don't know, you know, I'm just going to make up an email address, and I'm going to click next, and that might not be a real email address. I'm just making that up. So you know, anyway, you're going to have a option when you type in your email address and you go to the next page. You're going to have an option to reset your password, and typically you're going to need to be able to have access to a cell phone that's linked to the account where you can receive a code, or an alternate email address that's linked to the account. Or you might have security questions and answers, and it's important to know what the answers are. They have to be the answers that were originally set up when the account was originally set up. It doesn't, you know, you can't just make up new answers. They have to be that set up when the account was difficult with a Yahoo account. It, you know, you're not paying for a service probably. Of course, you could, you know, probably sign up and pay for a service with them because they do have paid email, but typically people have free Yahoo accounts. So you're not going to be able to pick up the phone and talk to them to resolve an issue. So hopefully, you know, if you have any problems, if you're not able to get into your account or you're still having problems, none of these solutions that we went over today help you. We can help you. We do help customers reset their passwords. Sometimes it's an arduous, lengthy process. Sometimes it can take hours. Sometimes it can take even weeks, and sometimes it's not even possible. But if it is possible.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disaster Relief? Part 4. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.